public-private redevelopment project of 9 blocks in downtown Shreveport moved forward Thursday with a new grant to support a theatrical production and a feasibility study for artist housing in Shreveport Common. New York-based Educational Foundation of America, or EFA, awarded $190,000. It's the EFA's third grant in recent years to the Shreveport Regional Arts Council. The goal of the $100 million Shreveport Common project is to turn a blighted area into a thriving arts-driven economy. At a press conference yesterday, EFA's David Stocks praised Shreveport for its vision.
It's so multifaceted. You know, it's bricks and mortar, it's programming, but I think Shreveport Common is going, or the Regional Arts Council is going beyond that, and they're creating a kind of holistic system for artists to impact the community and for the community to support the artists, and that's very, very special.
The $40,000 feasibility study for artist housing will be carried out by Minneapolis-based property development nonprofit ArtSpace. Shreveport Regional Arts Council head Pam Atchison says ArtSpace will figure out what local artists need to live and work in affordable homes.
It sort of is the study that brings the customers to the developers, quite frankly, so that a developer doesn't have to just take the risk that if they build it, there will not be artists to support it.
The study begins in March and wraps up in August. Atchison is eyeing two prospects for a 50-unit artist live workspace, redeveloping the former Arlington Hotel or building ground up in Shreveport Common. The bulk of the grant will go toward the as-is project led by renowned international artist Nick Cave. During his 8-month residency, Cave is curating a production with more than 75 area artists who are being paid for their contribution. The Texas Avenue Makers Fair will feature a Cave Beat-a-thon tomorrow from 10 to 4.